is in China. He's raising what the U.S. describes as unfair Chinese trade practices. This is SRN News.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, if you have plans for the weekend, the forecast is looking pretty good. Today, another warm day with a high temperature up to about 85. Good bit of sunshine. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20%. Nights are milder. Low tonight down to about 61. Then, nice string of warm days right on through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the middle 80s. Lots of sunshine each day. The risk of showers and storms holds off until early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. After weeks of delays, the Alabama Public Safety Committee voted Wednesday to advance legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also known as the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. A Georgia woman is dead following a Wednesday morning crash on I-85 in Macon County. 45-year-old Carrie Chambers' car left the road around 5:30 a.m. near mile marker 34 and overturned. Chambers was transported to Baptist Medical Center East, where she later died. Theo Catetius, co-owner of the iconic Chris's Hot Dogs in downtown Montgomery, has passed away. Chris's Hot Dogs is the oldest family-owned and operated restaurant in Montgomery, having opened its doors 107 years ago by Theo's father. No word on the cause of death at this time. Theo Catetius was 78 years old. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431, or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, a Thursday, the 25th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. Amy Beth Shaver is here in the studio. Big Al Sinclair is not with us. She is being the roving reporter today, and we'll get an update from her somewhere around 10 o'clock, something like that. Get an update from her. And lots of stuff to do today. Sky Mosley is with us, making sure the program runs in the River Region. Big Dave, Jeeves, Petroff, everybody making sure we broadcast to over half the people in the state of Alabama. Hope you are doing well, Amy Beth Shaver. You seem, I wouldn't say agitated, which comes with a negative connotation, but
exercised.
Exercised is good. Revved up, ready to go. What has occurred to get you going on such a beautiful morning?
Scott, Sky, good morning, fellas. Good morning, all the big old boys in Birmingham.
All the patriarchy, sure everything
because
works.
Of patriarchy, and I'm just so lucky to say words, you know, and I am so thankful. I'd like to thank the Patriarchal Academy of Science. But seriously, so this morning in 1819 News, we often see, and I just stick with me for a second.
Okay.
We often see things going on across the country that feel far away, like the nonsense going on at Columbia, the insanity happening at the other Ivy League schools, garbage going on at my son's former school at UNC. USC too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's happening all over the country. And then you go, wait a second, UAB, and I'm married to a medical school alumni, and my father did residency
and
fellowship
there. I'm
hoping
you're talking about the University of Australia in Brisbane.
I am not. I am speaking as a daughter and wife of UAB. In February, their SGA resolution condemned Israel for apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and plausible genocide. The student government did this, okay? So this isn't just somewhere else. This is right here. And I think it's interesting that the word is just now getting out during exam week when everybody scatters to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hope that we would remember. I'm going to go here just real quick. But Israel already offered the Arabs, who then began to call themselves Palestine, five times mm-hmm. to have their own state. In 1936,
the two-state solution.
Arabs said, they said no in 1936. They said no in 1947. They said no again after the Six-Day War in 1967. They said no again with Ehud Barak and the PLO guy. I can't remember his name, which I should, because he muddied the waters. Yasser Arafat. And then number five was in 2008 when Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas, they said no again. Five times they've said no.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Well, so, let's ponder. Why would they say no to their own country, their own country of Palestine, where they could rule themselves? What could be the hang up with Abs? I will give you half of the desk here at the headquarters. Would you like to have half of the desk to be your half of the desk, and then I would have half of the desk? Would you agree to such?
In normal land, yes, Scott, but because of the patriarchy, no, I want the whole desk.
Oh, it's
I don't even want you to be here.
So you're going to get rid of me?
You need to go.
Oh,
afuera.
What if I won't just leave on
get
my
out.
Own? Will you just kill me?
Yes. If I am speaking as what's going on. And see, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done. It's that simple. One side wants the other side dead.
Yes. And the side that we're bashing constantly. Now, look, I've made it abundantly clear on this program. I do not want my sons or daughters or your sons or daughters.
Right.
I am not in the we will sacrifice our lives on the altar of Israel. I'm not in that camp. But I am in the camp of they have a right to be alive as human beings.
Right.
And whether or not there is an Israel or not, that is water under the bridge. You know, we're approaching we're at the 80-year mark or whatever it is. There is an Israel. There are Israelis. They are staying there, and they have a right to defend themselves.
They do. And we, as Americans, have a long-standing, they're our ally. We're their ally. It
right.
just, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that young people would, and I say that as a 51-year-old, I don't care. 1-800, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Have such a complete and wrong misunderstanding, wrong thinking about the whole issue. And it's mm-hmm. historically accurate. If they understood what was going on,
mm-hmm.
why in the world would they do that when they were given Gaza and mm-hmm. they turned it into a terrorist state?
Mm-hmm.
It is not good for the people that they live there. Every child starting at the age of 3 or 4, when our kids go to summer camp and learn how to play the piano, their children go and they learn how to take up arms.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conflict over there that should stay over there. It is between our geopolitical ally and not, and the Hamas invaded Israel, mm-hmm. period.
Right.
End of statement.
Whether Israel knew they wanted to and let them do it or not.
Exactly.
They still did it.
They did it. They did it. And mm-hmm. so the fact that a student government here would issue that they are condemning Israel for what they did is ignorant. And I actually feel sorry for them, because if you want to understand the full of history and the timeline of history, it has been Israel for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been historically validated for thousands of years. So I don't understand this. I don't agree with it. It is reprehensible, and I'm embarrassed. I'm honestly embarrassed that they condemned Israel for what they think they did while turning a blind eye to what the terrorists did to Israel.
Yeah, the Student Senate said it, quote, stands in unwavering solidarity with the Palestinian people and calls for justice and consequences against the Israelis. I'm just like, this is unbelievable stuff. Now, okay, for deeper bothersome stuff that I probably should not mention.
But you're going to anyway?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what has happened. I will say this, that when you were saying, Amy Beth Shaver, they send their kids to camp and they learn to fire weapons and kill Jews, Israelis. I think the better thing was we don't send our kids to camp and they learn to play the piano. We send our kids to camp and to school early and they learn to hate America, hate Israel.
You're right.
They learn an upside down version of history. Because these kids on these college campuses seem to be saying, kill all the Israelis. While covering it under the, we are so appalled that Palestinians are dying, our answer would be to wipe out another whole group of people. Mm-hmm. We're so appalled by faked genocide, a supposed genocide, that we want legitimate genocide to make it correct. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
They literally are saying, we're so good, we're so nice, we're so virtuous, we stand for human beings and human rights, and in order to do that, we want to kill all these people.
Right.
There's a weird disconnect
right.
when you say that, and it's pretty clear that seems to be the position of a number of these people, and I'm sorry. We as the United States, maybe we don't anymore, but if you come and kill a bunch of Americans, we're coming for you.
Right.
And we're coming for your buddies and we're coming for your friends. At least we should back in a righteous world, mm-hmm. because part of that is what holds the world together. It is peace through strength.
Right.
And I understand that there are other cultures, but the whole threat of, hey, look, if I go and attack these people, they may come and kill me, my wife, my family, my parents, my neighbor's kids, the dogs, the cats, all the cattle and everything, and burn everything to the ground.
Right.
That is a real threat.
Right.
And what we have kind of done is said, we in the West, come and kill as many of us as you would like, kill our women and children, and then we will what do they call it? We will surgically respond to you, and we will spend 10 years trying to hunt down the individuals who absolutely did it. And they're like, 10 years? Surgical? Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. We'll go commit terrorist acts, and then they, being the United States and whoever, will tiptoe around and make sure it's all safe and sanitized. That's not how the world really works.
No.
The world really works the way the Romans did it. Mm. Hey, we're Rome. We're in charge. Oh, you messed with us. Too bad, so sad. The whole village is gone. I'm not saying that's good.
Right.
I'm not advocating for let's get into that. But the threat of that kind of thing. And Israel has been putting up with Israelis being randomly killed through terrorism for years and years and years. And I promise you, if it was your little boy or your little girl or these college students, buddies or mamas, daddies, whoever, who were the randomly killed by the rockets being fired into Israel,
right,
they would have a different attitude about, hey, let's go wipe out all of Hamas.
Right.
And I do think it's fair to say we're coming for Hamas. Why aren't they turning Hamas over? Why aren't they saying, hey, you know what? We didn't do it. Here they are.
And not only that, but these kids on the college campuses are now saying we're all Hamas.
Yes, they have graduated from...
Yeah, from the river to the sea, which they're too stupid to even know what that means, unless the top level people know that means they want them all wiped out. But now they're saying we're all Hamas. Well, I heard a talk by a guy about 6 weeks ago who is a Jew, who was born in Russia, who lives in the United States, who works in America now, and explained to me that this group that he was speaking to, the ins and outs of what that means, we are all Hamas. And so when you look at that area, they're all trained to be terrorists. They're all trained to hate their neighbors. They're trained. It is a mother's glory if you are a Palestinian for her son
to become
a martyr. It is her glory. She knows she's raising martyrs. So this idea that you're calling for condemnation for Israel is ignorant. And so now that you're saying we're all Hamas, I'm like, enough.
And the colleges, let's be honest, the colleges are hotbeds for just wrong think.
Yes, they are.
Our own colleges are hotbeds for wrong think. And it's unfortunate that UAB has created this situation. I would argue, look, people can be mad if they want to. But let's just say that the student government is very diverse, very equitable, very inclusive. And maybe one day we'll just wake up and realize that we are reaping what we have sown.
Imagine that.
And here's the funny thing. All this is really kind of the hotbed is in the Middle East. But when these folks think this in Birmingham, Alabama, it's coming here. We'll be back. And now I find you're not alone.
Not alone. I'll see you through the rain.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PG02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with us. Lots of stuff happening. First segment, UAB, the student government, has passed a resolution condemning Israel for apartheid, ethnic cleansing, possible genocide. And, you know, well, I wonder how long that list could possibly be. Apartheid? Really?
Apartheid.
They got the apartheid.
I mean, come on, guys.
You want me to tell you? You want me to give? Oh, golly, I guess today may be my last show.
No, let's go, Scott.
You want to know how to really, really, really? What's one little question to drive a leftist crazy? The person in your family who is so well educated, a whelp, a white educated liberal person.
Okay. Yes.
The whelp in your family. Ask them this question.
Can't wait.
Okay. And so, look, it's a yes or no question. There's no in between. And there's a yes or no answer.
Okay. All right.
Were South Africans better off under apartheid than they are today? And that person will choke on their turkey and be so angry that they may actually leave the family event because the place is a train wreck. And I'm not advocating for apartheid. Don't get me wrong here.
Right.
But these simplistic, we're going to fix all the cultures of the world with our American mindset, with these, well, that's wrong and terrible and it must be thrown out immediately. Sometimes yields a worse situation. And
don't forget their president that was advocating for killing the Boers?
Oh, yeah, or the guy who they think is going to be president.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just...
It's a train wreck. Here's the thing.
It's a disaster.
The country, the economy, the infrastructure, the power grid, everything is falling apart. And there's a whole host of reasons, but I would argue that many of the problems are based on culture. A lack of desire to, okay, let's continue to make this better, to build or whatever. They focused on different things. And that's part of the problem with these collegiate resolutions is when they say things like apartheid or ethnic cleansing or whatever, you know, when you ask for, well, what's your answer? What actually makes it better? What are you going to model it after? How do you think Palestine, the free country, is going to be? Is it really going to be better? Is it going to be worse? What are they going to do? What's their economy going to be based on? They don't have oil. They're not Dubai. They're not Kuwait. They're not those. They don't have those things.
Hmm. What?
The argument could be made that that part of the world right there on the eastern end of the Mediterranean is way better than it used to be because Israel exists. I mean, Israel was put in a pretty junky, dusty, barren, nobody-wanted place, and they have made it into something amazing, and now everybody's like, oh, we hate their guts. We want it.
Well, and don't forget about this, and mm-hmm. I learned from a great guy on PragerU. His name is David Brog. Mm-hmm. You know, they carved out Pakistan out of India. Mm-hmm. Is anybody advocating for India's complete wiping out? No.
No, they're not.
No. So, So one state, they want them wiped out, destroyed, and the other was carved out, even though we know Israel's borders have been given by God for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. But Pakistan, same thing. And when he brought that up, I was like, oh, I'm about to fall out of my chair right now.
Right.
So,
there's always a double standard.
Let's just throw that
standard.
In there. Like, yeah. I'm just putting it out there for everybody's consideration today so that you break up the fun family picnics that are happening soon. Perhaps Cinco de Mayo. This would be great conversation. Just bring this all up, you know? See who leaves first.
Yep. Let's go to Red. Well, don't go on it, Sky. Where'd Red Top go?
Red Top must have had to get back
some
to
painting.
Work or something.
So the phone number here is 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. I think the moral to the story is, hey, look, this damaged version of thinking is right here in our colleges and universities.
Yes.
It absolutely is. And maybe it's with the folks who the responsibility somewhat has to lie with what is being taught at these colleges and universities.
Yes.
I would also say that the moving away of education from critical thought, Western civilization, those sorts of things being poo-pooed, ignored, whatever, leads us to what we're seeing at these places.
Yes,
I agree. You can't say that Western civilization is wonderful. You can't say that Western culture is wonderful. You can't say that it is superior to other cultures. We actually teach young people that everyone else's culture is superior to ours.
Correct.
And what little good we have, we must have stolen from somewhere else. We appropriated it from someone else. This is not true. It is just not true. And unfortunately, we're just letting people just bash us constantly.
I think, here's Craig on the topic, but yep. I agree with you. I think that we don't know enough. And then kids who are going to college are easily led. They want to pass their class. They want to get along and get out. But the problem is it starts in our K through 12 schools.
It does.
Because they're going to college already easily led and nimble-minded. They're already not understanding the point of history. And so if you look at all the things that you've brought up today, it is all a coordinated, it's literally bringing in disaster everywhere you look.
Let me ask you, I'll tell you one quick thing. Tales from the Bunny Bus.
Oh, goodness. Well,
one of my children said, I've got to write a report.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to write a whole report. I'm like, really? Yeah, really. What is it about? Earth Day.
Oh.
And I said, really? It's kind of a holiday, isn't it? And then she's like, yeah. It's on Earth Day. And I said, really? Let me ask you a question. Do you remember being assigned to write a report on Christmas or Easter? And she said, well, you know what? We didn't have to write anything on those days. I said, so you think Earth Day is more important? She was like, oh, man, you could see that the switch was going off.
Oh, Scott, and I was Beeson. Like,
victory. Craig will be up next. So will Soldier Boy. We'll be back.
Fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Big news! The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What?
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is with. We are arguing a lot today during
Allison,
the break.
Help!
Allison needs to come back and get this back under control. I did not think ever would I say that Allison was the mediator. I thought that was going to be Abs the whole time. We're going to have to go back to original Hebrew for that argument
because I've seen it's the argument. Institute for Creation
there's
Research.
There's two different. No. Usage, but I'll show it to you. There's a word for ball, and then there's a word for disc. But we'll get to that.
I've
studied it myself. Let's go to Craig. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Not a problem. Just this Hamas thing. When they declare I'm Hamas, I've listed some other people. They're basically saying I'm a terrorist because Hamas is a terrorist organization. So why are they not being arrested for being terrorists? Well, we know why. But imagine if a group of us were to go on a college campus and scream we're January 6ers. We'd be arrested immediately.
Yep.
People have got to understand this government is at war with us. Okay, they are out to destroy us. So when people say, well, I don't understand why they're doing it, because there's a war going on, people, and you do whatever you have to do to win that war. Imagine if a bunch of students went out there and started screaming the same things about, you know, river to the sea with LBGYQP. They'd be arrested. They'd be kicked off school. They would be kicked, you know.
Right.
But what about these students? They're not being suspended. They're still going to get their grades. Everything's okay. And these people that keep saying, well, that's their First Amendment right. It's never your First Amendment right to say death to someone. Death
right.
to America. Death to Israel. And waving a foreign flag on our soil. We've passed your right at that point because with rights come responsibilities. But again, understand this government is at war with us. Obama, who brought all that, who was the steroid in their movement, is behind all this. You know, listen to a protester that came down from Columbiana to New York. They interviewed her and asked her why she was doing it there. And she goes, I don't know. And she turned to another girl and said, now, why are we protesting here at NYU? See, they don't know. They're just being told, and they're being paid.
Right.
Let's not forget George Soros, people.
Yep.
But George Soros ain't going to go to jail. Nobody's going to go arrest him. But, hey, let's put Donald Trump on trial. If people can't see, you know, it goes back to Democrats hold their nose real well during all this time. Because if I'm not mistaken, didn't Clinton abuse a lot of women, and didn't his wife and George Stephanopoulos destroy a lot of women? But I guess that
they
was
did.
Okay because they did it. They did it, so it's okay. For some reason, Hunter Biden's disappeared from the news cycle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to him.
He walked away with it. I guess Haiti's okay now. I guess everything's good over there. See, they control... you know, they control so much. And yesterday, they gave a update on the arrest. A lot of the people being arrested on these college campuses are 24, 25, and so they're not college students. But see, that's not going to make the rounds either.
Well, I don't know. A lot of college students just keep, these folks just keep going to college.
Well, that's true. They're paid to be there.
And they come from, many of them seem to be from foreign countries.
Well, and get this, on that bill that Katie Britt, Mama, helped pass to send $26 billion to Israel, $9 million of that is going to Gaza out of the 26.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What is it supposed to do?
Well, here's what's funny. They're saying we need to fund Ukraine because we don't need Russia to break through and get into NATO areas, but yet we're leaving our southern border open for China to come in. We're more worried about Russia moving into a territory than we are China moving into our territory.
Mm-hmm. We
People
are.
People aren't looking at, I mean, and I also understand that part of building up Ukraine's border is not to keep people from coming in, but to keep the Ukrainians from leaving to go and to Poland.
No way,
so
really?
Trying to get out.
That's what free countries do, man.
Buddy, we are just, and we're just sitting here, and I can guarantee you, Biden, well, they're going to steal the election anyway. I didn't give up on that. But even if it was legit, 40-something percent would still vote for him. If you're a Democrat listening right now, how sorry do you have to be? Do you know who Jesus is at all? Do you understand?
Wow.
Because you cannot vote and support these people for what they're doing. Wake up.
I agree.
That's all I got, brother.
You guys, that was plenty.
That was awesome.
Thanks, Craig. Let's go out to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome to the program.
Hey, that last caller got some of my, get some of my steam, but I still got some left.
You got it.
And I'm glad that we're on the same page. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one on the island by myself with a bucket and a pail, you know? I mean, geez.
I know.
I had some kids. I told my friend of mine the other day, do you remember in 2016 when Trump ran for political office for against Hillary?
Yes.
Okay, during the primaries, he was in Chicago having a campaign, and the riots were out there, and they said there was a riot against Trump and everything. But they were going into liquor stores and just, you know, going there and looting and destroying everything, right? And my friend of mine says, man, every one of those kids need to be arrested. Why aren't they arresting them? I said, dude, they shouldn't be arrested. He goes, what are you talking about, Soldier Boy? Are you on drugs? I was like, no, I should be. But I told him, I was like, no. I said, the parents ought to be. I said, that's learned behavior. They didn't wake up one morning and have that kind of thinking and have those ideas. I said, because I can take a pit bull and train it to be the greatest, smartest, little, kindest little dog. I have a friend of mine, and I can take a chihuahua and turn it into a raving maniac. It's how I raise them and how I train them. And you bring that out, that temperament, and people just don't understand that. And I told him, I told my kids that went to college and graduated, I said, if I'd have seen your rectum, can I say that? Can I say that? Can I say the A word?
No, let's not, but okay, go ahead. We got you. Your backside.
Okay, can't say it. Okay, your hiney. God, I get so. Oh, yeah, and they can drop bombs, and I can't. Okay,
right. And my point. Yeah, well, we're trying to do better. Yes.
Well, I sometimes
go ahead.
To,
keep going. You're rolling. Go.
Okay. All right. And I told him, I said, if I would have seen your face on television with a bunch of towels around your head, screaming and hollering, and all these little chants and stuff, Daddy would have called you on your cell phone and said, "Hey, son. Hey, daughter. Guess what? You know that college that Daddy's paying for because you didn't get a scholarship and Daddy's paying for it? Yeah. Well, guess what? It's gone. Get a job at Burger King, start working that drive-thru, and understand the value of a dollar, and you can pay for your own damn college education because you're not going to destroy the country that your daddy went to war for, okay?
Simple. Right. Yeah.
Simple. They don't understand. I take that money away, I guarantee it. Their little kids will stop changing. And you know that former caller, your past caller was talking about. It was really interesting. You know, George Soros is in it. The tents are all the same. They're all the same manufacturer.
Yes.
It's just like in Chicago when the bricks and the battering rams and the baseball bats were showing up in little neighborhoods and little corners with shields and everything, wooden shields and everything. This just pops up nowhere. if they want to have some decent journalists, follow the money. He's inciting riots, okay? And he's right. Kids, these kids don't even know what they're doing out there. They're doing nothing. But I'll tell you one thing. Why do you think you could go into a college, okay, wearing KKK Klan's outfits and protesting against people of color?
No, there's no way.
No, it wouldn't happen. Okay. All right. I'm just wondering. So if I go in there, like you said, if I go in there and I chant against LGBTQ, oh, I couldn't do that either. But I can go against Jews because I'm being selective, okay? And here's my question. This one girl was holding a sign.
Yeah, but let's be honest. You can only do that this time because the government, for some reason, is in a quandary or decided to go the other way.
Okay. Here's if I hold an LGBTQ, it's this girl, female. And I've been to Iraq, and I've been to Saudi Arabia.
We got to go to a break, buddy. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Wanted me to build her a happy home. Now she's living all alone. Dallas, Texas.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Soldier Boy, I want to give you the last word, and then I got lots of folks to get to.
Okay. Hey, when I was over there, you saw those females holding the signs out there, and they were pertaining and calling themselves, what is that terrorist group they're supposed to be?
Hamas.
Yeah, we are Hamas. Well, they need to look what Hamas is, okay? First of all, and then a bunch of LGBTQ supports Hamas, and you know, do you know what they do to homosexuals or in Hamas?
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Well,
do you know how they treat
are you sure
them
they don't have
they
a party?
Behead them.
Throw them off buildings.
That's correct. That is correct. They do. And I lived in Saudi Arabia for a year and a half when I was in the military. And let me tell you something. If a female captain wanted to go off base, she had to walk behind me and only talk to and answered when I spoke first. A lot of them didn't want to come off the base, okay? Because you are second-rate citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to support Hamas, okay, and we are Hamas, you at least know what it is. You're telling everybody you want to be a terrorist, you want to be somebody who kills babies and slaughters them, okay? And then you also want to be supportive of women being beaten and raped and killed. How stupid can you be? Are they paying college money for an education for these kids?
I think some of it's scholarship, but... there really is no, I've discovered this in my 54 years. It's a new thing, but I do believe that stupidity is limitless. Because every time I think there's no way people can be more stupid, somebody says, hold my beer.
Let me ask you a question. Where does stupidity start? It starts at home. My dad used to knock sense in my head.
Soldier Boy, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Great points. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So, I'd like to have a little different conversation. You know, the two-state effect has been tried and suggested, I think, 9 or 10 times between Gaza.
I think Amy Beth has it documented for 5 times since 1938. Real, full out, here's the deal, things.
So, Hamas and PLO are never going to agree to that. I mean, they've basically been offered, pick your spot, tell us how much you want, and we'll do it, and they still said no.
Right.
Correct.
Well, now I want to shift gears a little bit. America is no longer willing to stomach a war that is fought to be won.
That is correct.
And that is the sad part, and that's what we're seeing, is if you go back and look at what England looked like in 1945, if you go back and look at what Germany looked like in 1945, if you go back and look at what Stalingrad looked like in 1945, that will never happen again.
Oh, no, it will happen again. It just, we won't do it until after it's really, really pounded onto us. But the next big war will come with all that devastation, I believe.
I don't think the United States will ever do that to another country.
Then we're going to lose.
People, exactly. And that's what is... Let's look at it from a different perspective now. You know, one of the biggest things that the Americas feared, the United States feared during World War II, was that there would actually be an attack on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Where troops were actually landed on the Continental 48, because they were already in Alaska. There were some foreign troops already in Hawaii, because they'd snuck in and intermingled. But that was the biggest fear the United States had, because all the men, or most of the majority of the men, were no longer in the United States. They were all overseas fighting elsewhere.
Yep. No, you're right. Bill, appreciate the call, buddy. We got to take a break. Top of the hour. Sir?
Look at what has happened in the last 3 years of the influx of people.